Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in women, accounting for a quarter of all cancer cases worldwide. This equates to about 2.3 million women being diagnosed in 2020, with incidence rates continuing to increase worldwide. In addition to this, breast cancer survival rates in both early and the metastatic setting are improving hugely. So the number of women living and living well after breast cancer is continuing to increase. Therefore, the impact of breast cancer treatment-associated thrombosis in terms of mortality and morbidity is felt even more keenly, as it can lead to early death from venous thromboembolism, suboptimal cancer treatment, and long-term morbidity from the sequelae of thrombosis. Although venous thromboembolism in cancer is much rarer, in breast cancer is much rarer than other solid tumours, because breast cancer is so common, breast cancer-associated thrombosis makes up approximately 20% of all cancer-associated thrombosis. The challenge is to identify the relatively rare breast cancer-associated thrombosis patient that is at most risk of VTE without over-treating with unnecessary anticoagulation. For example, in breast cancer surgery, the mainstay of breast cancer treatment, hematoma rates requiring reoperation are approximately 2% of all patients. So in terms of breast cancer treatment, it is intended to be curative in the early setting while minimising harms. The mainstay of treatment is surgery, with adjuvant or neoadjuvant treatments commonly including endocrine therapy, radiotherapy, chemotherapy and targeted therapies. Breast surgery is relatively atraumatic as it does not enter body cavities and is relatively quick, so the risk of VTE is only about 1%. Breast cancer patients receiving chemotherapy have an estimated 11-fold increased risk of thrombosis compared to those not receiving chemotherapy, with this risk maintained for at least 3 months. Approximately 75% of breast cancer patients are estrogen receptor positive and can be treated with endocrine therapy. Unlike aromatase inhibitors, the selective estrogen receptor modulator tamoxifen is associated with venous thromboembolism with an up to 7-fold risk. This risk is particularly marked in the first 3 months of treatment. The most commonly used targeted breast cancer therapies are anti-HER2 such as trastuzumab, and these are not associated with increased venous thromboembolism risk. However, increasingly, CDK4/6 inhibitors appear to have a thrombogenic class effect with a 2-fold increased risk of thrombosis. Risk assessment tools such as Caprini for surgery-induced thrombosis and Carana for chemotherapy-induced thrombosis have been developed in mixed solid tumour populations, where the other solid tumours have a much higher risk of venous thromboembolism. These tools may well lack discriminatory ability in the much lower VTE breast cancer. So there is a real need to develop breast cancer-specific cancer-associated thrombosis risk assessment tools.